News Radio KMAN, an extended In Focus here. It's, what do we have? We only have about 10 minutes left in the show. This is going to go fast, huh? Oh, no. If his first name is Randy Nick, then we'll take it. Is the first name Randy? Is it? No? Okay. All right. So anyway, quick questions, quick answers.
Okay.
Greatest successes.
Oh, wow. That's hard. People have asked me, what's the greatest? Downtown redevelopment, I think, has a lasting legacy, and I'm glad to have been part of it, but I wasn't the only piece. Getting jet service to the community, hiring a great staff, continuing to build regionalism, we've got still a long way to go. It's hard for me to identify one thing to really zero in on, because it's just there's just so many great things that have gone on in the 18 years, and a lot of people work together. NBAF. I mean, if I start thinking about it, I mean, I don't know whether there's one that is more than other. I will tell you that the one thing that I think has a lasting piece is important for this community is Region Reimagined, to develop a long-term strategic plan of where we want to go as a region, and not trying to do it week by week or month by month or even year by year, but it's looking 3 years, 5 years down the road, and I want to make sure that that continues. It's been a dream that Ron Fear, actually, the city manager, and I have said, maybe we can get the city commission to do it, maybe I can get the chamber. And it took me a long time, but we're doing it. And now we got a great project director, and we need to move that forward because that will help direct us for years and years to come. And it's not a chamber initiative. It was an initiative to get it started. Now it's community. It's not the chamber. It's community. It's volunteers. They're going to steer not just Manhattan, but this region.
We talked about our next caller earlier this morning. And we arranged an opportunity for him to call in this morning to visit with you. And Randy Martin, when I first came to Manhattan, you were the president CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. And Randy, thank you for joining us this morning. And you have some words for Lyle.
Well, I do. And I appreciate being mentioned. But my stature is none compared to what Lyle has. You know, I'd like to say that, you know, it's an interesting position that Lyle has. But he's become incredibly influential, and you don't get influential by your position. You get influential by paying your dues, by being right, by the hard work. And I don't think people really understand. When Lyle says he listens, he doesn't mean he listens a little. He listens for hundreds and hundreds of hours. All the city commission meetings, county commission meetings, school board, all the legislative meetings, all the volunteers, which change every year, so someone new has a new opinion. And it's an unbelievable, challenging job. You know, typically people change jobs in his line every 6 or 7 years because it just gets so hard. You kind of turn around and your luggage is packed. But Lyle's done this for 18 years, and it's an amazing accomplishment. There's only a couple cases over the decades in the entire state of Kansas that parallel what Lyle has done here.
Thank you, Randy.
Can't say that better.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. He's been a good person, and we've gone to breakfast a few times and talked about a few things. And Randy also, and I've told him this during his tenure, he did some pretty amazing things. The chamber was in a tough spot when he took over, and he got it on the right trajectory that the rest of us that followed him could move it forward. And the good news is we're building on each other, and so hopefully the next group and the next leadership will continue to build not just the chamber but the community.
Another man with tremendous character. Randy, thanks for your call.
Yes, thank you, Randy.
Well, thanks for your comments. But Lyle, we'll be seeing you around town. We're all looking forward to helping you with whatever you want to do next.
Thanks, Randy.
That kind of ties in with one of my next questions. What are your retirement goals? Whatever Chris tells you?
Yeah, well, I have to say good things. You know, as you know, family, whether they're extended family at the chamber with my staff or my personal family, Chris can tell you there's many, many, many nights that I didn't come home simply because I was either at city commission meetings or other meetings. And so the family, you have to have great family support to do what I do. And certainly my wife has been beside me, advised me, frustrated sometimes, not at me, but sometimes she said, oh, I don't know whether I could sit through those meetings. And so those kinds of things are just, you know, tremendous help to be able to have support of a family. So that helps me. What's next? You know, I don't know, Dave. I think that I've talked to people that have retired before me, and they said, take some time for yourself and for, in this case, my wife, and just don't accept a lot of things. I've had some people come to me and say, oh, would you do this? Would you consider that? And I said, you know, I might, but I'm not going to make a decision now. So I'm waiting for some time. My immediate plans for my last day is February 28th. It'll be a hard day to walk out of the office. March 1st is a Friday, and my wife said, hey, and she works at our church food bank on a pretty regular basis, and they're a little short. So she's recruited me to assist her on my first retirement day to help her and to help with our church's food bank. And so that'll be the first day. And then after that, we'll see what happens. I really don't have specific plans. I tell people I don't golf and I don't fish.
I was going to say, do you have any hobbies?
I do have one hobby that I want to get back to, and I enjoyed photography. And
really?
And actually, before I left Dodge City and some of the art shows and stuff, I had some of my stuff displayed and actually won a couple of at least honorable mentions. And then I think I just got so busy in Greeley and then got very busy in Manhattan, I just haven't had time to do that. So I hope, I'm looking forward to doing a little bit of that.
Okay, yes or no?
Yes.
Is your biggest disappointment in your last 18 years as chamber president the fact that Manhattan does not have a Red Lobster?
Yes. The first week I was here, I had two people, one in particular, because he won't mind me using his name, Bill Muir. He came to me and said, Lyle, you got to get a Red Lobster. And so that is my biggest failure that I've not been able to accomplish. We used to, and you know this, Dave, that we used to get phone calls all the time here. When are we getting a Red Lobster or a Kohl's? And I was told that if I got a Red Lobster, I'd have a parade, I'd have a street named after me, and maybe even a statue.
Well, we thought that maybe the statue would be at the roundabout.
Yeah.
That didn't work out so
that
well.
That didn't work out so well, no.
Brief words of wisdom for your successor, Jason Smith.
Listen. I mean, I tell that not just to Jason, but to people that want to get into the chamber profession. My first thing is listen. Second thing is have patience, a lot of patience, because you'd like things to move fast, and they don't. But if you have patience and you listen, you can get a lot of things done.
Well, we've had a tremendous hour here talking about Lyle Butler in a professional and somewhat personal perspective. And I know that this is going to be a difficult transition for you because your heart and soul has been in this community for the last 18 years. Anybody that has ever worked with you, has ever spoken with you, know that you want to see this community succeed and continue to succeed in the years to come. And this is a community that is so grateful and proud to have had you in this capacity. And I know that many of them, including your wife, are looking forward to that next phase of your life. You deserve this retirement as much as anybody that I can ever possibly imagine, except maybe Bill Snyder. But this has been a tremendous honor to have you here on a regular basis. It has been a tremendous honor to have you in our community. And for me personally, it's a tremendous honor to call you friend. You have deserved every accolade that can possibly be bestowed upon you. Tonight, you have your retirement reception at the Hilton Garden Inn. It begins at 4. I certainly hope you think that you have the time of your life.
Thank you, Dave.
It's Lyle Butler Day throughout the day here at News Radio KMAN. I'm Dave Lewis. Thank you for joining us. And thank you, Lyle Butler.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan.